Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
We're going to talk about one of the biggest enemies, one of the biggest threats to successful financial planning, and it's one word: emotion. Trading or handling finances with emotion. And that's particularly important in times like this. Things are volatile in the entire world right now. We anticipated choppiness and volatility this year because of all the challenges coming out of COVID, inflation, Federal Reserve tightening policy, which was expected. And then, of course, we couldn't have foreseen Russia going into Ukraine and being like this, but that's just exacerbated the issue. But we have to be very careful how we handle our finances during these kinds of times. So we have to prepare that we're going to have these types of market downturns. Now, right now, we've entered correction territory a couple of times this year. We are not in a bear market. Will it become a bear market? I don't know. But I have an interesting chart here that I'm looking at that we just put out in our guide. We have a guide out, Five Keys to Retirement Planning in 2022. You can download that guide on my website. You can also download, I did an on-demand webinar. So if you go to our website, broganfinancial.com, and click on resources, you can pull that up. But this is looking at the growth. If you invested $10,000 on January 1st of 1980 and just put it in the S&P 500 and let it set there for 40 years, it would have grown to almost $700,000 over that 40-year period. However, what if you had been out of the market on the best 5 days of the market? Instead of having almost $700,000, you would have a little less than $450,000 just for those 5 days. And if you were out of the market on the best 10 days, you'd have a little less than $350,000 as opposed to almost $700,000. You'd literally have just a little over half of the amount of money if you'd been out of the market for the 10 best days. And so what happens is people time the market a lot of times based on emotion. And that can be so dangerous. Let's look at what just happened 2 weeks ago when Russia went into Ukraine. It happened on a Wednesday night here in the United States. And on Thursday morning when we woke up and when the markets opened at 9:30 Eastern time, the stock market was down over 700 points on the Dow Jones, almost 2%. By the end of the day, it was in the green. And then on Friday, it went up over 800 points, over 2%. Who would have thought that that would have happened? Emotionally, it would be easy in those moments to sell at the sign of potential disaster. Things can often turn on a dime. Something unexpected could happen either for the good or for the bad. So instead, the way we need to handle moments like this is we need to be evaluating the risk and reward, or the risk and return metrics in our portfolio. How much risk are you taking? What should you expect in a down market? And how can you structure income in retirement so that you don't get impacted by the market downturns? You don't have to sell out of the market when it is sharply down in order to generate income. So the way your income plan and investment plan fit together is so critically important. And then how you measure risk that you don't get, you know, we never know the future when it comes to risk investing, but measuring past risk and return is a pretty good future, a pretty good predictor in the future. In other words, not when is the good market or when is the bad market and how much will you make. It's more when we have a bear market, what typically could you expect? You can have a rough idea. And yeah, you can always get an anomaly. But if you plan for these things ahead of time and you have a well-designed and comprehensive financial plan, then you don't panic when we have those moments. Now, it's not too late. If you've not developed a plan like that, Yeah, we're in the midst of some choppiness and volatility, but the reality is we had a huge market surge the last 5 years up until this year. So there are still plenty of things you can do to get the right type of balance in your portfolio to structure yourself for stability of income in the short term, but then just as importantly, have growth of income in the long term to fight inflation.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.